So we discuss, as we mentioned, what do we do in case this person announces the Veda properly, he's done his duty to announce it, and the person has not come, nobody's come to claim it. Or let's say a situation where a person, you've actually made contact with the owner, and so you do not have to transport it to him, he has to come to you. He's not coming. So you're allowed to call up and tell him that if he doesn't come by a certain point in time, you're throwing the thing out. You can monitor it. You're not required to keep it after that point in time. So you can inform him that he has no time limits and as of now that he knows about it. But let's say nobody's contacted you at all. You don't know what to do with it. So the more actually says in that situation, there's a loch of Yehemunah Hashiva Liyo. Now, Liyo, nobody comes. He's going to tell us whose it is and we will return it. We put it away till that point in time. There are cases in the Gemara, however, that halacha does not apply. So we're going to divide into three areas. There's money. The person finds money. So certain cases when you find money, you're allowed to keep them. But if a case where you would find money and the halacha, you should return it, the halacha is you put it away, and that's it. There is a question we say nowadays is different, but we'll talk about that. Then there's a second, we're talking about an item. So the Gemara says if it's an item which is common and there's a reason to believe that the owner does not mind that you should exchange it with something else, you're actually allowed to use it for yourself, you're allowed to sell it, you're allowed to dispose of it. What you need to do is the following. You write down on a ledger and something which will be kept in a safe place the simonim that you have about the item, so the person when he comes to claim it will be able to check against that when you found it, where you found it, what identifying elements there are on this object. You write down the value of that object. How do you do that? How do you decide that? If it's something which has a known value in the market, you can use that. If it's not a known value, so the merchant says, you've got three people who are familiar with the type of stuff who give you an estimation. If it's used, you're allowed to evaluate it based on the used item as opposed to a new item. And then you can take it for yourself. You put that amount away, so when the owner comes, you'll give him that amount of money. Or you could sell it and use the money. So in the first case, if you find money, you cannot use that money. But here, since you went to the tirchah, selling it, etc., they allow you, because of the scar of the tirchah, to use that money. Let's say it's an item which the owner would probably be mocked with, it's something which is rare, etc., you have to put it away, assuming it's not something which is going to deteriorate. Then you put it away, and you have the dinim of a shomer on it, the dinim of a shomer to take care of it, and to make sure it's not damaged, etc. So there are three categories. There's some places who say nowadays that money, once upon a time money, the way you kept money was you stick it in the ground. So you stick it in the ground, that's it, forget about it. Nowadays we don't stick money in the ground, we put money in the bank. So money in the bank, it's fluid money anyway. So as long as you have money in the bank, which will cover that amount, you can use this money, and give him different money. He doesn't care about this dollar bill versus that dollar bill. So nowadays, even money, you could use the money as long as you have money to cover that amount that you found. And all that's somewhat a case in it where there'd be money which you have to return. Well, we do want to talk about that, Mezra Shem, the next few days. Just clarify the last point. When do you have to return money, when not to return money? And what do you do if somebody switches your talis, coats, umbrella, etc., and those points? Mezra Shem, the next coming days. Have a good morning.